everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Show. This is your host, Sharon Jeffers, and we are going to be talking about the cards, the mystic science of the cards, over the next 55 minutes. I'm going to have open lines for calls, so I want you to feel free to call in on the phone line there. If you're new, explore my website, starofthemagi.com, if this is your first time listening to the show. That's StarofTheMagi.com. Actually, I know there's a link on the radio page. So you can go on there and look at your birthday card. If you guys want to know what your soul, spirit, and planetary ruling cards are, you can call me. If you have questions going on in your life, call me. And if you want to talk about the cards, call me. Just call me. I'm going to, also on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day, which is a free service that I offer. And each day of the year is governed by a card. There are 52 weeks in the year. There are 52 cards in the deck, and it just goes on from there. You can also read about that on my website under the link on the nav bar that says cards. I'm going to read the card of the day today, and I'm going to read a quote from Albert Einstein first. I sent this out today to those of you that received this, you know. The pursuit of truth and beauty is a sphere of activity in which we are permitted to remain children all of our lives. Albert Einstein. I put that quote on there today because today is the Ten of Hearts Day, and this is a gathering of the hearts. The Ten of Hearts is a gathering of people, a gathering of the hearts, an abundance of love. And this is a really good day to be with people that you love. If you're alone, you might feel a little restless or, you know, lonely. Because this is a day when it's important for us to be together. What I wrote for the card of the day is, this is a very great day to gather with others to share your visions and dreams. Love, kindness, and joy are the key words for the day. Emotions could be restless or moving up and down. Restlessness or the stirring of emotions is a call from the heart to be close to others, and being with others will calm the mind and soothe the heart. If relationships are questioned, wait. Embrace love today. So I send these out every day, relative to the day. Every 10 Hearts in the year is not the same. They all have their own unique personality, as does each and every day. And that's why I do this radio show, because I honestly and truly believe that this system is the most accurate system for defining relationships, who we are, and where we are in time. It does embody elements of astrology and numerology because there are planetary influences, and I totally honor astrology and numerology and have been a student of both for many decades, actually. Now the decades are mounting, and this is a very user-friendly system. I've gotten many emails from people asking me about classes. And, you know, one of my hard drives crashed, which put me on a path to, after I just finished my book, put me on a path to recreating materials. And I'm in the process of doing that right now, and I'm actually creating a home study course. So that's a little heads up for that, because I'm having fun doing it, and it's got my attention right now, which I definitely have time to give it to, so that's great. I also, on my card of the day, put some links. One is for a radio interview that I did last week with Deborah Dassinger, and her website is deborahdassinger.com. It's D-E-B-O-R-A-D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. And if you want to hear that interview, you can click on radio interviews and it will come up. And then I also have a new page on upublish.com/Star of the Magi, where I have some articles that I've written for Oracle, the Zento magazine in Hawaii, and I actually scanned a few of them so you can see the beautiful images. That was a gorgeous magazine that had a life of about 4 years, and I had a column in there. So those are new things to tell you about at the moment. If I think of something else, I will let you know. Again, if you want to call in, you may do so. I will need the month and day of your birthday if you want me to look at something personal. And also your present age. If you have a birthday in a week, I still want to know the age you are before that birthday. If you want me to look at a relationship for you, I need the month and day of each person, and that's it. For readings, I try to keep them to 5 minutes. Doesn't always happen, but it's the best thing. So I just walked in the door a few minutes ago. I've been out playing with my son, who's visiting me, and his girlfriend, and we were just in Chinatown having massages, and we were on the freeway coming back, and we were stuck in traffic, and I thought, oh my, I'm in Los Angeles. That's the other thing I like to know, is where you're calling from when you call. I want to tell everybody out there that's working with the cards. Well, no, I think I'll just wait and surprise you. I don't think I'll tell you. I think I'll wait. So, there. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, and this show was going to be partially a tribute to Thomas Johnson, who is a dear friend of mine and a grandmaster in my eyes of this oracle, a colleague, just a wonderful, wonderful gem of a being who left the planet in November. And a group of us who loved him very much got on the phone the other day, and we did a memorial service to him, and we recorded it. And one of us, who is a sound engineer, he either is or did, I'm going to look right now at my email. You can also email me at Sharon@starofthemagi.com if you want to with questions. He was, I wonder if he sent this to me and I didn't. No, I haven't gotten anything yet. So anyway, I was going to play parts of that, and I do have a file of Tom. He was amazing with the cards. And he and I both agreed that the card system definitely gives you the most amazing information about relationships, which most of you know is what my new book is about. And one of the things that I love about this oracle is that very thing, that you can look at people's lives. And, you know, last week and the week before, I talked about uploading the life spread and the spirit spread so that you, people who don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about those, can see it with your eyes. And I tried to do it, and now that my son's here, I'm going to get him to do it in the next week. So, sorry that that isn't up there yet, because I wanted you to be able to see it. But you can really look and see your relationships and how clearly defined they are and who we are to each other and what we have to learn from one another and give to one another. And, you know, why the tensions are there when they're there and what we can do about it and why the love is there and won't go away even if we think we want it to, you know. I did a reading for someone the other day, and she's divorced from her husband, but they can't seem to leave each other alone. And when I looked at the relationship, it's the Eight of Spades. And the relationship, the Eight of Spades represents endurance. This is a card that something's going to fail. It finds another way to make it work because it's totally geared toward success and endurance. Endurance is really the key word. And, you know, she said, that makes so much sense because it just feels like the relationship doesn't want to end, even though there's things I just cannot tolerate and da-da-da-da-da. And so, you know, we got to have a conversation about that. Because if you have, it's really the card that's governing the relationship is the thing that's most profound, which is what Love and Destiny, my new book, is about. And if you have a relationship that wants to endure, you know, you can fight it all you want, and it's still going to endure one way or another. It just will, because that's what it's geared to do. At some point, it may finally let go, because those elements are definitely present for that card. But I'll tell you something. In the first couple of cycles for that kind of a relationship, it's going to go full speed ahead with the intention being survival and really the intention being to thrive. But if people are trying to destroy it, it's going to want to survive first and thrive second. So it's really interesting to be able to read into these. I mean, all these, you know, decades, centuries that we've been playing with these symbols and numbers and everything, and they're so completely full of themselves and have their own personalities and their own wisdom and their own shortcomings, their own challenges and opportunities. They have their own melodies, and each one is like an entire universe that leads to every other one, which is one of the most profound things for me. It was when I realized it, was the power of oneness and how it shows up in this oracle. Because the deck is not a deck without one of us being part of it. Every one of us is a card. We're a whole deck of cards. We have a leading card that stays on the top of our deck, and that's determined by our birthday. However, a card cannot exist on its own. It needs the other 51 cards. And, of course, the Joker, the wonderful Joker. So, if we looked at this like Alice in Wonderland, remember the card deck in Alice in Wonderland, the walking, talking cards, the Queen of Hearts, and the Jack, and the, so, if we look, once you read your birthday card, you know that there's accuracy here, and then it opens you up to a whole lot more. Realizing that one card cannot exist without another is so important, because when the whole deck is resonating, that's when everything is possible. You know, some cards teach intention, some cards teach compassion, some cards teach us to dream, some cards teach us to take action. They all have a duty. Some are action and communication, some are dreaming and, you know, manifesting those dreams. Some are just dreaming. Some cards are visionaries. Some cards take action with their visions. Some cards take action into nowhere. For a lifetime. But for them, it's somewhere. To somebody else, it may look like nowhere. But that's because we're not bringing the circle together. we're not tying the deck as one. We're not realizing that each and every card embodies all the other cards, inside and out. Because that's what's really true here. And it's profound. Absolutely profound. And, you know, it's quite possible that an entire book could be written on each one of these cards, at least a booklet. They're so profound, but perhaps a book, you know, because of the connections with each and every other card. There is a specific connection with each and every card. Oh, my God, I just saw another book in my head. Okay, so we have open lines, and we have an open email. If you would like to contact me and connect, and Hansen, if you're out there, feel free to call in and join me in a conversation about the cards, which you're so good at. So, one of the things that I want to talk about right now, which just popped into my head, is children and parents. Because this is a subject very near and dear to my heart. One, because I'm a mother. Two, because I think all the babies are my babies. And three, because I think the children do belong to all of us and that they're calling out very loudly. I'm going to share a story with you. I don't know if I shared this story on her radio show or not, but I'm going to share the story with you. When I was in Kauai, I have a friend, and he's a Ten of Hearts. He's a high school counselor, actually. And he worked at the high school in Kapa'a High School on Kauai. And one day he called me because he used to send kids at risk, kids that were having a hard time. He'd send them to work with me. And one day he called me and he said, you know, we have this school in Anahola. It's for kids that have been kicked out of high school. He said, I'd really like you to do a program for them. I want to take you over there. I said, okay. All I took with me before, for those of you that have my book, Cards of Destiny, I actually self-published a version of that book in 2001, in January of 2001. And it was a coil-bound book. And that my literary agent saw it at somebody's house and called me. He wasn't yet my literary agent when he did that. And he said, you know, this is amazing. It's so accurate. I want to get you published. And I always imagined my book to look like Cards of Destiny looks. So hold on to your visions because eventually they manifest. Took 6 years for that one. And I wasn't looking for a publisher. I had no interest in that. But I did keep seeing the book like that, and it just came to me. So I took my little coil-bound book, because this was before this book was out, and I went to this special school with him. And there were 15 boys there. And before we got there, he said, look, when we walk in, if they're in the classroom, they're going to walk outside. And if we go outside, they'll walk in the classroom. They want nothing to do with anyone. There's a teacher there full time. They don't talk to him. You know, he tries to teach them, but we bring people in. They just don't listen. So, you know, we went in, and sure enough, we walked in, they walked out. And these are local boys. Some of them are on drugs. You know, some of them don't have families. They sleep on somebody's couch. They don't have good circumstances. So I talked with the teacher for a little while, and then I said, I'm going to go outside, and I want you guys to stay here. And they said, are you sure? You feel okay with that? I said, of course. So I went outside, and there were picnic tables on a, you know, lanai out there, and they were over off in this other area where there was a punching bag, and I sat down at one of the tables. Just sat there by myself. I actually had my back to them. So after a few minutes, one of the kids, he just walked over and walked by me to go get some water. And when he walked by, I said, hey. And he just sort of mumbled at me, you know, and you know that teenage mumble. And I said, do you play cards? And he said, what? And I said, do you play cards? You know, like poker. And he goes, yeah. And I said, so when's your birthday? And he told me his birthday. I said, oh, you're the Two of Clubs. And he said, what? Suddenly, somebody incarnated right in the moment. And I said, your birthday is the Two of Clubs' birthday. That means that you're the Two of Clubs. And he said, well, what does that mean? So I started telling him. And then I opened the book, and I read to him what I had written about the Two of Clubs. Within 10 minutes, they were all sitting in a semicircle facing me. And I spent an hour and a half reading to them and talking to them. And first I read all their cards, each one of them. And they were all like, whoa, you know, they were blown away at how accurately it described them. Then I talked to them about how they dealt with conflict, because each one of us deals with conflict differently, and it totally shows up in the cards. So when I was telling them how each one of them dealt with conflict, they were like, oh, brah, that's so you. I got chicken skin, you know. They were blown away. So they, when I got home that night, the vice principal of the high school called me and offered me a job. I have no teaching credentials in that realm. I have them in others, but not that one. She offered me a job, and they did hire me to work there. I went there part-time and worked with the kids. They would come and bring their friends that weren't even supposed to be there and ask me to do readings for them. They were so thirsty to know. One of the reasons I'm saying this is there's a light going off in somebody's head right now that's listening to this. I can feel it. And, you know, this is one of the most profound ways to communicate with anybody, and especially kids. Kids want to know who they are. They know inside, but if it doesn't get reflected back to them, then they cannot express themselves. They need a mirror. They need someone to see who they really are. And oftentimes, as parents, it's difficult to do that. That's one of the things that's also so profound about the system. Or you may have challenging, or you may be a challenge to your child, or your child may be a challenge to you as you show up in the aspects you have in the system. When you understand what those challenges are there for, because every challenge is like, you know, an egg, and inside of it is an opportunity. You just have to crack it open. And the way you crack it open is with your understanding. This system is so user-friendly. You can take it anywhere and talk to anyone. I have done this, and I know it's possible. Because everyone, just about everyone, more than not, people know the card deck. They're familiar with the card deck. They have card decks on airplanes. They have card decks in hotels. They have card decks. you know. And everybody makes a card deck for their whatever. It's been going on for a very long time. I have some beautiful cards from the 16th century and the 17th century and the 14th century that were, some are hand-painted. I have some originals that are just unbelievable. They're of kids, little kings and queens, and I'm just waiting to get those in a book. But, you know, they were all used for advertising in Europe, big time. And they are here, too, you know. So the card, the oracle that the card deck really is, has been pre-paving its way into the minds, the unconscious, the subconscious, and hearts of humanity for a very, very long time. And now it's revealing itself as what it really is. It's an ancient book of wisdom. It's an ancient book of time. And it holds, it is the matrix of time. And trust me, I mean, when we're able to see that matrix, then we can see the fifth dimension. Time is the fourth. And it's incredible what these cards were. You know what? Let me tell you something. I am not proclaiming that I have seen everything here. I'm very much aware of the fact that, you know, I'm getting little glimpses here and there, and there's so much more to see. So much more. You know, I'm going to have Ian come on the show with me. That's what I'm going to do. Not now, because maybe I could. Well, no, I shouldn't surprise him. But I will have him on here. He's amazing. So, if you are learning these cards and working with these cards in any way, I know that you're sharing them with all your friends because people can't resist. It's irresistible, and it's fun, and it's enlightening. I mean, you get the whole package is here, the whole entire package. I want to suggest that you reach out a little further. You know, a lot of times people say, well, your book is, you know, it works for a niche market. It's not true. It is not true. I have greeting cards, and, you know, I have heard of people buying as many, the most I've heard is 45, that a therapist, the head of a therapy group, she had 45 therapists. She bought every one of her therapists their birthday card and framed them and gave them to them for Christmas. And how I knew this happened is one of them called me and he said, I cried when I read my card because it touched a place in me that nobody else has ever been able to see. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, if that could... I mean, that I hear this all the time. I had a Joker woman call me and thank me for writing about the Joker the way I did. She said, I feel like no one has ever seen me in my life, and it's been so hard for me. And when I read your description, she said, I knew somebody knew who I was other than me. And it was, I was so blown away by that. And that's the very thing that motivates me to share what I know and what I'm constantly learning. And it's why I'm encouraging you today. And maybe the reason I'm talking about kids, hello, I'm a little sick, is because it's a Ten of Hearts Day. And I always see that card as representing the children. And it is my Pluto card. And my Saturn card, and it's where I experience the greatest depth, always, with my own children and everybody else's. Just immediately takes me right down to the bones of my soul. They do. You know, one time I was working at this school here that's for boys who are wards of the court, and this little boy came up to me at the end, and he said, "Why do you love us so much?" And I was so blown away by that question, and I looked at him and I said, "Well, because I can see who you are, and there's so much there to love." And he looked at me for a minute, and then his son just burst into joy, you know, and he goes, "Oh," and he walked away. And I tell you, you know, it's like there are so many opportunities for us to open our hearts and open our minds and share what we know in so many ways. And, you know, today, for some reason, Ten of Hearts is the reason I am being motivated by the Ten of Hearts to speak to you, whoever is listening, about children. We need to pay more attention to the children. They're killing each other. And they're killing each other. And they're killing each other. They're killing each other because no one's listening, or not enough of us are listening. They are all our kids. Every single child belongs to every single one of us, and all of us together. It's time for us to move into the oneness and the wholeness of humanity and take care of one another. And it's through paying attention to the children. They're so wise. If they have someone listen to them, they know everything. I listen to my kids, and I can remember the times when I didn't. I mean, they are so full of wisdom and purity and love. And they're so incredible. Remember when you were a kid? Remember when you were a kid and you might say something to your parent or a grown-up or somebody else, and they didn't understand what you were talking about? It's like, that's not what I meant, you know. Or you told a lie and they thought you were telling the truth. This is me. I'm talking about me now. Or I told the truth and then they thought I was lying. It's like, we have a major disconnect here. And something needs to happen so that, you know, you know when I'm lying and you know when I'm telling the truth. I always knew when my kids weren't telling me the truth, and I just stand there and look at them, and then they go, "All right," and they tell me. I wouldn't even have to say anything, because it was like, "Excuse me?" Because I was present when I was listening. I'm not saying I was present all the time. I wasn't. However, it has been my goal in my lifetime to be present all the time. I'm working on it. The greatest thing we can do is listen to these babies. I mean, they're so much more evolved, you know, and some of them are expressing that. Look at the kids that are getting involved helping kids. Those are the kids we need to support. We need to support the kids that are doing things for kids. And we need to support the kids that don't have any support. We need to take care of our kids. And, you know, I co-host the Naked Salon web television show with Audrey Philpott sometimes. I'm a guest co-host there when Mark Appleman, who is the regular co-host, is out of town. And last Friday, we had a guest. Last Friday, the Friday before, I don't remember. Time has sort of collapsed on me lately. We had a guest on there. And they were talking about this organization that they have. And the money that they gather goes to Africa and to help the children there. And afterward, you know, I was thinking about it. And I thought, while he was speaking, I was thinking about it. And I thought, why are we always helping Africa? What about our kids here? All these big organizations go to Africa. And what came to me immediately was, we have a pretty serious debt to pay there. I mean, we stole babies from the motherland. We took people as slaves from that country, and Africa is the motherland. And we stole the mother's babies. And we are paying our debt. And it's being done with love, which is really very incredible. And I do believe that that's part of what's going on, is that, you know, we're making up for something we did that was very, very wrong. And we also need to be in the communities we're in, really looking at how we can contribute to children. And I know I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to anybody else here. I'm always aware of that when I'm saying anything. I do listen to what I'm saying because I know I'm talking to myself as well. I created a whole program for kids at risk that's also a community-based program and an ecotourist-based business and could be spread all over the globe and could be an incredible model. I just need somebody to come forth and want to support this. It could really be an amazing model for every community and something that would turn kids around that were headed toward prison and take people that are coming out of halfway houses that really want to change their lives and give them direction as well. So if anybody's listening out there, I've never talked about this before, and you're so inclined to support something like that, call me, email me, anything. So if anybody out there is listening, and you have a child, or you know a child, or you know somebody that's having problems with a child, and you want to call in and talk about a relationship between a parent and a child, or two children, or anything having to do with children, you can call in. I'm kind of surprised that nobody's calling in today. I know there were a bunch of people last week that couldn't get in because I got a whole lot of emails from people that wanted readings. So I'm going to check my email right now and see if anybody's emailed me a question. No. Absolutely not. So then I'm going to give you some ideas of how you can share this work with children. If you don't have my book, buy my book. It's only $14.95, and it's wonderful. I've had kids at my house that are like 9, 10, 11 years old. The whole time they're there, they're sitting reading the book. They're reading about themselves and their friends and their family. Get decks of cards. Let them find out their cards. I'm going to be uploading on my UPublish site some beginning level materials on the cards for people to purchase. And there are going to be birthday charts and life spreads, and I'm creating some really beautiful grand spreads of the life spread and the spirit spread, and they will be, there'll be instructions and, you know, audio materials and everything. And I also do have a URL for children, kidsinthecards.com, that is not a site yet, but will be before too long. That's going to be a place where kids can come and interact with each other, find out their cards and whatnot. That's on its way to being launched, very close. So I'm really excited about that. I'm doing it for kids because I feel, you know, that's my Pluto card. That's where I rise from the ashes and become the phoenix by doing my duty as a Pluto card. We all have to do our duty to recognize what really gives us our wings and takes us to the greatest heights of who we are. You know, I have the greatest power to operate as an agent of change with unlimited creative intelligence with children and groups of people. And that's because I have the Ten of Hearts in Pluto. If you look at where your Pluto card is, you'll see what can launch you to the next place. From wherever you are, that's what really takes you. If a Pluto person, if your Pluto card comes into your life, they're going to take you to the next level of your work. I used to have a private practice in holistic healing. And one day a man came to see me, and he was so appalled at what I said to him because no one ever told him what to do. He was a major, you know, president, whatever, in corporate America. And I just said, look, you need to change this in your personal life or you're never going to really be the success that you think you are, you know. And he was just like, what? But it was true, and he was blown away that I said it, you know. He's the Ten of Hearts. He's my Pluto card. And the next thing I knew, you know, he was calling me saying, I want you to come work with these people in this company for me. I'll pay you $20,000. You work with them 45 minutes a day for a week. And I'm like, what? Okay. You know, it was like just unbelievable, the ride I went on there. And I worked in Alta. I worked with corporate management, and I was just working with them doing what I knew how to do best. So if you do work with the cards, and or you are a student of the cards, look at your Pluto card. Look at your soul card, the soul card and the spirit card of that card. Because the soul is the guidance. It says, this is what you came in with. Okay? Your spirit card says, I want out. I want to express myself. You know, let me out. And that card, the Pluto card itself, is saying, this is where you do this. This is your playground. This is your environment. This is where it all happens. Bingo. So for me, the Five of Spades is the soul card of the Ten of Hearts. And I think if you're a student of Robert Camp's, that's going to be a karma card. I don't know which one, the second one, I guess. I don't remember how he does that. That card represents the gifts that you brought into this life with you, the wisdom that you carried into this life with you, that is essential, your essential self that guides you. If you look at right now, I'm looking at my Pluto card. I'm the King of Diamonds. Ten of Hearts is my Pluto card, right? The soul card for that card is the Five of Spades. And the spirit card is the Jack of Clubs. So inside that card, it's like, let's play in the magic of the creative intelligence. No holds barred, or it's not even about holds, is it, with the Jack of Clubs? Anything but hold. It's like unlimited access to the creative intelligence and the higher mind. And the soul card is the Five of Spades. It says, this is an action of change. This is an agent of change. This is about change. The Five of Spades sits in Venus. sits in the Venus column, says, let's do it through the heart, just like the Ten of Spades. Let's take it beyond the personal. So, for those of you that are students, that's a little take. I started to talk about Tom Johnson earlier because we're going to do a tribute to him, and maybe next week that will happen, and I'll have Sandhya King on. I also want to have Ian on, and I'm going to arrange that so that we can have a little card powwow, and you get three very different perspectives on the cards. And, you know, from three people who have a lot of respect for each other and are servants to this oracle, because that's really what it's about. In fact, while I'm here, Sandy is with... I don't know if Sandy and Tom's website is up. It's cardsforastrology.com. And I don't have... I'll have to look here. So, and I don't know if she has that site up or not, but at one point Tom and I were going to write a relationship book together, but he's the Queen of Diamonds, and I'm the King, and, you know, it was too much metal clashing between our crowns. We couldn't seem to... get out of each other's way. We both wanted to be the boss. And, you know, we'd laugh about it the whole time, but, oh, my God, it was, like, impossible to be productive because of it. So we finally decided not to do the book. We wanted to stay friends instead and colleagues and whatnot. I'm looking for Ian's book. Is this it? Yes. So let's see if Ian has a website listed on here. Because those of you that are into the cards, if you don't know about him, you need to know. Well, he does have an email address, which is astro-cards@usa.net. And I highly recommend that you, if you are a student of the cards, he has a new book out, and it's called The Day and Its Divisions. And he also has a Time Cards workbook that goes with that, and it's incredible. This Ian McLaren Owens, he is an amazing, amazing master at the cards, and... I highly recommend exploring his work. You do have to have a little bit of a math brain, because he's very in-depth in that way. He is also King of Diamonds, and he's just absolutely brilliant. So I have five more minutes. First time I've done a radio show, I think, since my first one, where no one called in. So, and I can't believe I've talked for 50 minutes. That's amazing. And I didn't have, well, I did have some coffee at lunch. I had a latte. So I want to remind you, if you haven't been to my website, please visit my website. You can read about your card. If you want to know your soul and spirit card, send me your birthday and an email and I'll tell you. Ask me for that so I know what you want. And then also my books are on there. You can pre-order Love and Destiny, and you can order, because I'm going to have copies before it's released in the stores. And that book is based on relationship compatibility. It's actually about the cards that govern our relationships. And it's very simple to figure that out, and it's so accurate. And you can sign up for the card of the day if you want to. If you order my book through me, I will personalize it to you. It is sold in stores and Amazon and everywhere. I know a lot of people buy like 10 and 12 at a time off of Amazon and give them to their friends and birthday presents and stuff. And thank you, people, for doing that. And you can also visit my upublish.com/Star of the Magi. And Magi is M-A-G-I. And I have some free articles there you can download. And then I also have a Facebook page if you want to be my friend. I've never done that before. This is new to me. So I'm exploring these realms. And I think, and then my radio show with Deborah is going to be airing on, I think it's the 16th or 17th. Let me see. I'm going to look right now quick. Let's see. Here it is. That show will be airing August 13th. And again, her website is DeborahDacinger.com. Check her out. Her show Dare to Dream is wonderful. She does 30-minute interviews. She had a show last night. She's on every week on 99.3 FM radio in Los Angeles. And you can listen to her shows on her website. So I want to thank you all for listening today. And I want to invite you to tune in again next week. I'm going to post ahead of time. I'll send out an email. I didn't do that this week. I forgot to say my radio show was today. A lot of people think it's not live if I don't do that. I'm going to see if I can get Sandia and Ian on my show, and maybe a couple other people, Jesse and Ray, and just have some different people that want to come and speak and have conversations about the cards so that we can all learn more and share more. So thank you for listening. Thank you to BBS, and I wish you a most wonderful week. Take advantage of this great Ten of Hearts Day today. Be with somebody that you love rather than being alone. And have a great week. Bye.